This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Judges at the International Criminal Court ruled Thursday prosecutors can go ahead with an investigation into atrocities committed by all parties in the war in Afghanistan. The prosecutor wants to look more closely at the actions of U.S. forces, Afghan forces, and Taliban fighters during the conflict that began in 2001. The United States has sharply objected to a push for war crimes investigations in Afghanistan and does not recognize the ICC. Afghanistan has also objected, saying it would carry out its own probe. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will soon begin a partial withdrawal of troops from about 13,000 down to 8,600 in Afghanistan. But just days after the historic peace deal between the United States and the Taliban, VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports the two sides already are offering contradictory accounts of the way forward in the war-torn nation.
Top Pentagon officials defended the U.S.-Taliban peace deal on Capitol Hill Wednesday while admitting it's had a shaky start.
And the results so far have been mixed. The Taliban, to their are honoring their peace, but in terms of not attacking U.S. and coalition forces, but not in terms of sustaining the reduction in violence.
That last part led to a U.S. airstrike Wednesday against Taliban fighters in Helmand Province, the first from the U.S. in 11 days, against fighters the U.S. said were actively attacking an Afghan checkpoint.
It's the commitment I made to the Afghans when I was there on Saturday. Right. We will continue to defend the Afghans, support them.
Assaults on Afghan forces have increased since Saturday's peace deal, but top U.S. military officer General Mark Milley said there's still nothing like the Taliban attacks before the deal. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
For more on this story, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is postponing a visit to Japan scheduled for next month as both countries deal with the outbreak of the coronavirus that has infected 95,000 people in more than 75 countries. China is the center of the outbreak, and while its new cases have dwindled in recent weeks, it has experienced the biggest toll with 3,000 deaths. As the virus has reached other regions of the world, governments have scrambled to institute their own measures, including shutting schools, banning large gatherings, and limiting visitors from other nations. In the U.S., California is in a state of emergency because of the virus. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
The most populated state in the nation is now in a state of emergency because of COVID-19.
We've had a number of incidences throughout the state of California.
Governor Gavin Newsom, a Grand Princess cruise ship is being evaluated by the CDC and California health authorities because several people have the virus and one died at a hospital Wednesday. Newsom says the ship was scheduled to return to San Francisco Wednesday night.
We've requested to be delayed, the arrival to be delayed.
Texas reported its first case Wednesday, and hundreds of residents in the New York City suburb of New Rochelle are in self-quarantine after members of two families tested positive. I'm Mike Rossia.
The race for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination has narrowed. The top two contenders after Super Tuesday voting, resurgent former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a self-described Democratic socialist, long at odds with the party establishment. The voting across 14 states also forced former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg out of the contest after he spent a reported $600 million of his own fortune on his campaign. In defeat, Bloomberg quickly endorsed Biden. Meanwhile, a documentary looks at Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In the documentary, she disparages Sanders, saying nobody likes him, nobody wants to work with him. It's a small moment, 15 seconds from some 35 hours of conversation more than a year ago. Clinton is not endorsing anyone yet, and at the New York premiere of her film said she wants to see a fair Democratic National Convention.
I'm really anxious for the rules to be followed because we have to have a candidate who goes into the convention and comes out with a majority of the delegates and a united Democratic Party, and that's what I'm going to work toward.
Hillary starts airing Friday on Hulu. Julie Walker, New York.
A U.S. federal court has sentenced a man from the state of Missouri to nearly 20 years in prison for participating in what he thought were preparations for a terror attack with members of the Islamic State group. Robert Lorenzo Hester pleaded guilty in September to charges of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group. For more on today's news, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.